Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, oh, those little darlings. Go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. That's what the president's tweet actually said. That's the offensive tweet from the president that hurt the little feelings of all the little darling freshman gals in Congress and House of Representatives. The same little darlings who like to spew their hate and their vulgar language, exonerate illegal activity, and openly call the president rude, crude, and dirty racist names, and refuse to call him president now because he doesn't act president. He hurt their feelings. Ayan Omar from Minnesota. Yeah, thanks, guys, for that piece of work. Originally, she's from and was saved from the evils of Somalia. But she's not very grateful about that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is from New York. The people there don't deserve jobs. You remember what she did for them when Amazon was trying to bring in several thousand jobs. Rashid Tihab of Michigan. I know I'm messing up their names. She's not happy with the president. In fact, as soon as she got elected, she used the F word at the president. She was going to get him out of the White House. That's what she thinks her mission as a representative to Michigan is. Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts is also another one that is very outspoken. Now, I don't feel sorry for Nancy Pelosi because she created these monsters that have now taken her power away from her because nobody's paying any attention to Nancy Pelosi. It's not lions and tigers and bears. It's just nasty women that are bullies. And yes, they are the ones who are the bullies. They are the ones who are the racists. These little darlings have been going across this nation, spewing hate and lies, propaganda to get their way, their socialist ways. Nobody is drinking out of the toilets, except maybe our veterans. There are no concentration camps. The people there voluntarily broke the law to get there. They knew where they were going. The president is not a racist, but the little darlings are. When a bully is pushed, they run to mama. Which Pelosi tried to be their mama, but that didn't work out so well either yesterday. The little darlings don't really like the white old lady who gave them special positions on committees that they are not qualified to hold. These little darlings, along with all of Congress, take an oath. Now, we can debate all you want about the oath, but they take an oath to protect this nation. They don't take an oath to protect the illegal aliens from this nation, coming into this nation. The little darlings hate the United States of America. They keep telling us what a bad place it is. If we were in a war, and we most certainly are, they would not be fighting for freedom. They would not fight for the republic. They would fight for a socialist takeover and a land run by a dictator, much like Venezuela and Cuba and other slave-like holes, where people, citizens, don't matter. These little darlings need to be impeached. But I guess we'd have to talk to Michigan, New York, Minnesota, and Massachusetts about their little representatives. In 1782, after the War for Independence was won, the War for Sovereign Citizens, Sovereign States, Sovereign Nation, Independence, not Government Dependence, was won. The evacuation of Loyalists began. They were largely unwelcome in the new United States, the free United States of America, and about 100,000 Americans who remained loyal to the crown found new lives in Britain, Canada, and the British colonies in the West Indies. Those who didn't like freedom or independence but preferred a king were sent packing. It had nothing to do with skin color, and there were people there with color, and there were white people. There were all kinds of people that were sent packing. It had nothing to do with that, but it had everything to do with freedom and independence and peace. I agree with the president. There has been no peace since the election was lost by the socialists. The socialists and the globalists. They lost the election when President Donald Trump was elected president. And they really are one and the same, the socialists and the globalists, a.k.a. Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, and numerous others on the Republican side. Hillary said there can be no peace until they gain and take control again. So, conclusion? Well, why don't we send them packing? Why don't we send them to Cuba? Why don't we send them to North Korea? Why don't we send them to China? Why don't we send them to Venezuela? Send them to some other country that actually has the type of dictator, socialist government that they so much want. Why don't we do that? Why is it so wrong for the president to demand that representatives in Congress actually love this country? One of them said last evening, one of the people being interviewed by all the TV hosts, that it all began with the border argument. Did it all begin with the border argument? Kind of did. The little darlings, not now they're nicknamed the squad by the president, which I believe is way too kind of a nickname. I think he's been way too easy on them. A squad reminds me of a cheerleading squad, a group who are cheering and leading on to victory. But these little darlings, they're nothing more than nasty women leading a nation with full-on arrogance and hate. I saw an interview of a Maria Elvira Salazar. She ran, she's a Republican, and she ran for U.S. Congressional candidate in Florida. She was beaten by the long term, since 1993, has been in politics, Donna Shalala. And Sean Hannity was encouraging Maria Elvira, to run again. She is a first-generation American. Her parents came here legally from Cuba. And she said of these four women and others, those who are running for president, pushing the lies that will bring misery, oppression, and exile at the end. She says they don't want citizenship. They want legality. They spew lies and they spew hatred. And they promote socialism. They have the lies of the Green New Deal and the taking away from the American people. Nobody ever, ever questions them to their face. If you do, you're a racist. And the real racists are the fraud squad, as Laura Ingraham called them. I'm just going to call them the little darlings. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The topic today is the little darlings, if that's what you want to comment on. 877-895-5410. I have lots more to bring to you, and we will be right back.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and we're talking about the little darlings in Congress, those little freshman girls that have got a lot to learn, but they want to teach you everything they know, all their hate, all their socialist ways, and how bad this country is, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Well, they can't keep their mouths shut. Except when they're asked a legitimate question. So Omar knows how to keep her trap shut. She knows how to do that. She refused, just kept walking to comment when asked about by a journalist. You know how they follow them, these reporters. They follow them down the hallway, which I don't think is very nice anyway, but she deserved it. They refused to comment to condemn the Antifa attack that happened this weekend. So did mainstream media, by the way. Oh, we never like violence. But they were fighting for such and such. Oh, and that made it okay. Representative Ayanna Pressley, she told them to respect my space. And she refused to comment as well to condemn Antifa, the activist terrorists against the United States. She couldn't stand against them. She is a racist. Those fighting against human trafficking have said that this, the children in the detention centers, that this is their last chance America is their last hope to get out of the clutches of their kidnappers. For those kids in holding, they are victims of human trafficking, and their kidnappers are right there with them. Laura Ingraham mentioned last night when she was down there at the border, she said, we couldn't say anything, couldn't do anything, but you could just tell this little girl was not comfortable with this so-called father that was with her. It wasn't her dad. He says, we need to save these children, not put them in slavery, which is what the little darlings apparently want to do. AOC lied about the drinking in toilets, and I can tell she was lying the minute she said it. You have to watch body language. She goes, they knew it. They knew it even when they knew they were going to have a congressional visit, like she was something special. But the body language of the man driving her vehicle was what I watched. They know. They know. America has problems. We do. We have some problems. Diseases. Rat infestations in these cities. Homeless people. These diseases are not caused by warmer weather or global warming, but the influx of people and rats and the homeless and rats. They can't even count them. There's so many of the rats. We have the bubonic plague coming back because of the rats, because of the homeless in these cities led by the liberal Dems, thugs, and hacks. They don't care about those people. But we have concentration camps with children in cages. No, they're not in cages. They are confined for their safety. Just like you put a child in a playpen. They're not in a cage. They may think it's a cage. But you're keeping them safe. And you're taking care of them. But Omar doesn't know anything about taking care of children. And Omar said, the president has been accused of multiple crimes. Okay, Omar, the key word there is accused. There has been no collusion, there has been no obstruction, and no, he is not a racist. But you, my friend, little darling, are. America has problems, and those problems continue because of people like these little darlings, such as Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. Maybe their districts will see. They aren't fighting for them. And they have absolutely no intentions of making New York great, Massachusetts great, Minnesota great, or Michigan great. They're all about the cameras and they're all about the insults. I think maybe it's time to send the little darlings packing to a socialist country for which they really want to be in. We have Imogene on the line, and she wants to talk about the little darlings. Imogene, how are you today?
Beth Ann, I couldn't keep from talking. I said, I'm up pushing 90. I have not seen so much hatred in my country.
Oh, my.
And I'm with you. They need to get out. I send them to Venezuela or Cuba. But
the only thing is, I'd hate to do that to the Venezuela people.
Hey, man, they got enough troubles. They got enough troubles, Lord knows. But Donald Trump cares for everybody. And to call him a racist, that's exactly what they are. Everything that comes out of their mouth should go right back in because it fits them. But I said, you can't call them little darlings. little darlings are very, very precious. I don't know one single hair on their head that could be precious. But
well,
I do know they made my country, and I love America. I was raised by a daddy that couldn't read or write. But he politicked for what was right. He loved America, and when the minute we got old enough to vote, he took us to register to vote. And we had all people back in them days, you took people to vote. Everybody didn't have cars. But anyway, I love your show. I love you.
You.
I love my country. And I can't stand for these people to destroy it. I don't know how a single solitary Democratic person could get reelected, because I think that you can't hate as bad as they all hate if you don't have a demon in you. So I'll call them Democrats.
Demons. They're demons.
Democrats. They're not Democrats. I know Democrats, and they ain't been a Democrat in
they haven't been around for a long time, have they?
Probably, But they had a good thing, you know, for what they're for, but they're not for nothing anymore except destroying America and destroying Donald J. Trump. And they
got it. Well, in fact, it was Tlaib that said when she got elected that she was going to get him kicked out of the House, the White House.
Exactly. Immediately.
And she used some foul language to say it.
Word to do it with her child standing there.
Oh, yes, she did.
My heart immediately bled for that person. But I appreciate you, honey, and you're the,
thank you.
You're the best show on all the radios.
Oh, and, thank you.
When I order stuff, I always tell them, I want this now to Beth Ann. So, anyway, I'll be glad when you get to where you can take a visa. My hands shake so bad and to write and stuff. It's hard for me. I got you a thing started, but I never have got it finished.
You can do that, but it's online. You can do, I can take credit cards, but that's online. So anyway, thank you. Appreciate it.
God feed you in all you do, and I appreciate that you allow him to be the one that guides you in this show. And God, just keep blessing you, because you sure are a blessing to America and all of us Christians. And thanks for taking my call. But I just had to say, this is our little angel. Lord help.
Well, you know, calling him little darling is... To call them the little darlings was kind of my southern way of insulting them, but you're right, little darlings.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Imogene. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you. Wow. That's the kind of people we need running this country. The little darlings of the squad, as President Donald Trump likes to call them. Those are not the kind of people that we should have running this country. New York, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Michigan. What were you thinking? They're not standing up for you. They don't want you to be free. They want you to be dependent on government. Omar made fun of God. You can't pray for things. You need to work for them. You need to rely on the government, and we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum packet. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. While we were at break, I was writing down, just off the top of my head, you know, I can always think of them until I'm ready to write them down, some of the dealings, the problems that we're dealing with in this nation. A national debt that is completely out of control. There is a crisis at the border. Congress refuses to acknowledge that, except for it's a humanitarian crisis, and that's because Donald Trump is holding children in cages and forcing women to drink out of the toilet. We have a pharmaceutical scam going on in this nation. We have health insurance schemes going on in this nation. Our jobs have left this nation. They're coming back now, a little at a time here. We have issues with foreign countries that, of course, North Korea has kind of settled down a little bit. But they were constantly threatening us. We have the human trafficking problem. It is a huge problem in this United States. We have an invasion of a nation. We have proof of that over the attacks this weekend. We have our vets uncared for, living in the streets. Our veterans, those who fought for this country, unlike Omar, unlike Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Arishara, unlike those, Tlaib, they did nothing for this country. Nothing for this country. And we have the homeless. We have diseases that are getting to be a huge, huge problem. Not just there, my friends. It's not just somewhere else. It's here. We have violence going on, and it isn't because people own guns. And we have abortion. So we have all these things that are going on. And what does the House of Representatives do yesterday? They decide to write a resolution to declare that they don't like the president, because we didn't know that. We didn't know they didn't like the president till yesterday when they got on the House floor and they called him a racist. Nancy Pelosi got in a little bit of trouble, even with her own people. Apparently there are rules. And she is the Speaker of the House and has been the Speaker of the House before, but apparently she doesn't know the rules, which doesn't really surprise me since none of these seem to know the Constitution. None of them respect or know the Bill of Rights. They take an oath to protect it, and then they keep legislating against it. And if Americans don't wise up and do something, you're finished. And what you're doing is condemning your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren to slavery. There won't be any repartation, whatever they call that. Nobody's going to pay them restitution. They're going to be slaves to government. And the only way to get their freedom will be their blood. Not yours. Theirs. And that seems to be what America wants when they elect somebody like Omar. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I love to say her name. She really does have a pretty name. I'm not making fun of it. I like it. Tlaib. Presley. Pelosi. Over and over and over again, Pelosi's been elected. So in Colorado this weekend, there was an ICE facility that was attacked. And they tore down the American flag. And they put up the Mexican flag. Remember the Alamo? Do you remember the Alamo? Have they erased so much of our history that you don't have a clue? Santayana was a butcher. Yeah, we were fighting over land. We're always fighting over land. They took down the American flag and they put up the Mexican flag. Tlaib, Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Presley cannot condemn the violence. They cannot condemn it. They're okay with it. And then they put... Now, this is Antifa. And then they put the Blue Lives Matter flag up the pole, another pole, upside down, with red spray paint all over it, abolish ICE. So what do these Democrat little darlings stand for? Open borders, doing away with your ICE, Homeland Security, and taking your guns. They're okay with the killing of babies. I brought the statistics to you yesterday. There are more black babies killed than there are born live because of abortion. And then in the Washington state, in the Tacoma, Seattle area, a man armed with a rifle, firebomb, and firebombs attacking an ICE detention center was fatally shot by the police. And this is what Omar refused to condemn. She could get lockjaw when she wants to. We just need her to get lockjaw a little more often. But none of those four women or any of the Democrats, except for a few that have come out on, that are brave enough to come out on Fox, they must be up for re-election or something, condemn this. They will not condemn this violence by Antifa because Antifa had a reason for their violence. It's okay to kill if you want to kill for socialism, I guess. Don't buy into that story of socialism. That lie. It has never worked for the people. It has always worked for the elite. I'm sure they all wrote a book. Nobody's going to buy my book. I've made so much fun of the books. Nobody's ever going to buy my book. If I ever get it done, my children decided I'm never going to get it done, but I will. So Nancy Pelosi got in trouble, and I thought it was kind of hysterical. The Democrat-controlled House then voted 232 to 190 against striking her remarks from the record. She got up and called the president a racist on the House floor. And apparently there are rules against that. And she got in trouble. And she got mad and she left. Gee, I wonder where she learned that. And then she came back. She's not in control. This 79-year-old woman who has been in politics all her life has lost control to the little darlings. The freshman, nasty women who can't even speak without using four-letter words. Now, I think they could. They choose not to. Talib made it very clear when she was elected, using the F word, like Imogene said, right in front of her grandson. In front of her son, not grandson. That she was going to get the bully out of the White House. Now, who do you think the bully is? These four little darlings, the squad, they're the bullies. Just look what they've done to Nancy Pelosi and to the Democrat Party. Pushing it, pushing it, pushing. Spoiled brats. But Congress, we have lots of problems. They don't have time to fix the immigration problems, the laws that they created. But they have time to do a resolution, but they don't like the president. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, Buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been talking about the squad, and I was facetiously calling them the little darlings. Maria Elvira Salazar is from Florida, and Sean Hannity is encouraging her to run against Donna Shahiba. Shashiba. So I can't even say the name now. Let me look it up. I had it written down.
Shalala.
There you go. She's been in politics like forever through the Clinton administration. She ran against her once and lost, and Sean Hannity's telling her to run again. So if you're listening from Florida and in this district, I don't remember what district it was, give her some encouragement. Unless you want to be run by socialists, which is what we're getting. And I'm talking about Republicans as well. We don't want to lose. Yeah, I don't know why it really makes a lot of difference. We need to put new folks in there. But not socialists. Not globalists. Not rhinos. You know, Paul Ryan wrote a book. Okay. Now, we have problems. I have an article here about a disabled veteran in Arizona. And he may lose his house over a $236 tax debt. Has anybody got $236? I'm fairly certain that who's in Arizona now? Who's pretty sure that they've got $236 they could help this vet out? Senators and representatives in Arizona. The disabled veteran in Arizona could lose his home for approximately $230 he owes in back taxes, sparking an outpouring for support for the former service member across the United States. Disabled military veterans are in trouble in this nation. People like Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, Presley, they don't care, Omar. They don't care. They don't care about veterans. They don't care about the homeless on the street, pooping and peeing on the street. They don't care about the rat infestation. What they want is for this nation to be invaded. And we are. They don't want the citizen question because you're going to find out, possibly, how many illegal aliens we actually have living here. And it's not just a few thousand. It's not just 100,000. It's not just a few hundred thousand. It's several million. They're taking down the USA flag and they're putting up the Mexican flag. And nobody did. Well, they did fix it. Where are the Americans? Where were the people when this young man was being beaten in a rally by Antifa? An Antifa rally, an Antifa protest. They're not rallies. They go in there and they cause violence and destroy things. And Omar's okay with that. She can't say it, but she is. She's okay with that. And then we have good old Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, who has more than likely, it's apparently been well known among the elite, he's a human trafficker. He's an abuser of children. And we were talking in the office the other day, and Rudy says, why do they call them underaged women? I said, because it doesn't sound so bad as children. They were children, babies, girls. Many hadn't even hit puberty yet. They weren't underaged women. The children that he destroyed. But Congress doesn't have time to mess with things like that going on. They have to write a resolution to tell us that they don't like the president. And they're not going to call him president. I refuse to call him the president. Well, just because you don't say it don't mean it ain't so. Ms. Presley. Well, Planned Parenthood has fired their new gal. They did it in a secret meeting. Well, that ought to save them $500 million. You know, they'll hire another one for $500 million. President Bill Clinton's in trouble because his good buddy Epstein is in trouble, and he's been seen an awful lot with him on his island. Trump's attacks on the squad. They're not hurting him any. Where did I put that paper? I had it right in front of me here a little bit ago. But he's the American people are saying, yeah, get rid of them. They hate us. Get rid of them. People are standing up for the president. They're tired of these folks. They're tired of the venom and the hate and the vulgarity. They're tired of the little darlings. The little darlings. The little darlings from New York. The little darlings from Michigan and Minnesota. And Massachusetts. And Somalia. I'm sorry, not from Somalia. The little darlings. Well, the president's going up in the polls. And the more that they try to tell everyone he's a racist, the more popular he becomes. Now, I missed out this week. I'm going to try and get a hold of some of these women. They had the big women rally for Trump yesterday in Pennsylvania, and I guess it went over very well, according to Fox, according to the president's daughter-in-law, who's due to have a baby anytime within a month. But Trump's rising in the polls after his so-called racist tweet that was not racist. These people can say anything against him, but he's not allowed to defend himself. But sometimes I think it's better not to say anything. But if he didn't, what would actually happen? You know, we mentioned we need to do something. We need to be in prayer for sure. But we need to put actions to those feet to your prayers. You need to be involved. If you're in Michigan, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in New York, and you're in Massachusetts, and these women are there representing you, you should be angry if you love America. If you love freedom, if you love independence. Let me see. In 1782, we sent them packing. I don't mean with guns. We sent them out of the nation. I have no problem sending these people out of the nation or out of the House of Representatives. I have no problem with that. I believe to clean the house is how we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.